hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The way, the truth, the life. Youngster, coming to God through the Lord Jesus Christ is the only way to have a clean heart, because Jesus died on the cross to take your punishment on Himself so that you can be right with God and please Him and live with Him forever. Talk about good news, the good news of the gospel and the good news of We Kids right here. Noah Rose, thank you so much for the picture with Mom. Is this in a museum? I appreciate that. And by the way, also hi to little Elijah and Malachi in this household. You kids are growing like flowers. Rayla and Rodney, greetings to you, our kids. And over here, Jonathan, Jordan, and Christopher, howdy to you too. David, Rachel, Joshua, Grace, Caleb, Jedediah, Josiah, Abigail, Faith, Anna, and Micaiah Stewart. So nice to have all of you listening. Oh, speaking of pictures, Caitlin, Luke, and Rachel, I have this little picture that you sent in. Thank you so much for that. And Cooper and Rachel, I have this big picture that you two sent in. Marissa, Tommy, Natalie, and Kristen, along with Mama and Papa, it is so nice to have you listening to We Kids. And you too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Have you ever wondered about rainbows? Well, rainbows are more than just pretty. They're to help us to remember God's covenant with us, His promise to us about flooding the earth. What is it? Stay tuned. This is Bible-based radio for kiddos. We Kids!
They said, Noah, this is the Lord. Build a big boat and climb aboard. Soon it will rain, then it will pour. Noah's a faithful man. So he built it wide, he built it long. He built it high and he built it strong. He followed God's plan so he couldn't go wrong. Noah's a faithful man. They heard it lock. Noah's a faithful man. And it rained and it rained and it rained. Then it poured. The oceans rose and the thunder roared. Noah told the children to trust the Lord. 'Cause Noah's a faithful, Noah's a faithful, Noah's a faithful man.
Do not panic, it's not the Titanic. Do not panic, it's not the Titanic.
Great big hug. Noah's a faithful man. Yes, it rained and it rained and it rained and it poured. The oceans rose and the thunder roared. Noah told the children to trust the Lord.
which is why he was picked by God to be the ark builder and the captain, I guess we could call him. The Bible says in Genesis 6:9 that Noah was a righteous man.
Mr. Nick, Mr. Nick!
Hello, Nicky.
Mr. Nick, did you say something about rainbows?
I surely did. Every rainbow is a sign from God.
A sign? In the sky?
That's right. A rainbow is a sign or a reminder that God will never again flood the earth.
Well, I thought that rainbows were to help you find a pot of gold at the end.
You think that's true?
Well, I've heard about a pot of gold at the end of rainbows a lot of times.
But have you ever tried to get it, Nicky?
Yeah, but it never works.
Nicky, that's because the pot of gold talk is just a myth. It's not true.
But it'd sure be nice if it were true.
Well, I guess. But that's not what rainbows are about.
You said they're God's promise.
God's promise never to flood the earth again.
Wow!
That's what the Bible says. Because a worldwide flood is a serious thing.
I'd hate to be in a flood like that.
Well, unless you were safe inside a big boat.
Like Noah?
Like Noah and his ark, which took him 100 years to build, by the way.
Wow!
Hey, kiddo, put an ear to the air for Bible time in a couple of minutes here, and you'll hear more.
All right, Mr. Nick.
Thanks for stopping by, Nicky.
Happy rainbows!
Happy rainbows to you, too. Bye-bye. Well, if the bad news was the flood, the good news are the rainbows.
Trouble comes upon us sometimes, but it rarely stays. God has planned good things around it in a thousand ways.
The Bible says in Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. So the bad news had to do with this flood, right? God flooded the whole earth to remove all the evil people and start over again. And he started over with Noah, his wife, and his sons and their wives, just a few people. And with that family, he repopulated, that is, put the people back on the earth. And that means that you and I are both related to Grandpa Noah. Did you know that? Very interesting. Let's move into today's Bible time. This is based on Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 through 17. This is not exactly the Bible, but this is about the Bible. And you need to know that a covenant is an agreement or a promise. After Noah, his family, and all the animals were off of the ark, then God said to Noah and his sons, "Now I am making my covenant with you and your people who will live after you. And I also make it with every living thing that is with you. It is with the birds, the tame animals, and the wild animals. It is with all that came out of the boat with you. I make my covenant with every living thing on earth. I make this covenant with you. I will never again destroy all living things by floodwaters. A flood will never again destroy the earth. And God said, I am making a covenant between me and you and every living creature that is with you. It will continue from now on. This is the sign. I am putting my rainbow in the clouds. It is the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth, a rainbow appears in the clouds. Then I will remember my covenant. It is between me and you and every living thing. Floodwaters will never again destroy all life on the earth. When the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it. Then I will remember the covenant that continues forever. It is between me and every living thing on the earth. So God said to Noah, that rainbow is a sign. It is the sign of the covenant that I made with all living things on earth. And here's a good verse to remember, Genesis 9:13. God says, I set my bow, or rainbow, in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of a covenant between me and the earth. I hope that We Kids is a little bright spot in your life, kiddo. Nice to have you in tune. This is Mr. Nick. Are you ready for our wonderful We Kids March? And as usual, I need some March leaders here. Noah Rose, big sister of Elijah and Malachi. Would you like to be March leader, Noah Rose? Well, it's that name and the Noah Rose connection with Noah the boat builder that's caught my attention. You get to be March leader first off. Caitlin over here in this happy household, thanks again for the picture with you and Luke and Rachel. Appreciate this. Caitlin, you're March leader over here. Abigail, right in the middle of David, Rachel, Joshua, Grace, Caleb, Jedediah, Josiah, Faith, Anna, Micaiah, Stewart. Abigail, you get to be March leader here. And you have a real happy herd of brothers and sisters following you during today's wonderful We Kids March, Abby. You're picked by Mr. Nick. And over here, Aaron of Aaron, Katie, Morgan, and Reuben, your march leader in this friendly family. Look at the smile on Aaron's face. Yes, you can do this, sweetie. Marissa, I see your smiling face. Are you a happy kid today? Mm-hmm. No flood, right? It's good reason to be happy. I'm talking about the Marissa of Marissa, Tommy, Natalie, and Kristen. Hi, Mama. Hi, Papa. Marissa, you're picked to be march leader here. And Isabel over here, you're ahead of Elizabeth. Yes, I'm talking about you, Isabel. One more. Hannah, Ian, and Eliza. Difficult pick, but it's going to be Eliza, your march leader here. Now, Mama, Papa, please help me with this. If I've not picked a march leader, and you understand the time limitations, right? Will you please pick a march leader for me there? Thank you very much. Rules to our wonderful Wee Kids March. Oh, we know these? Especially watch out for the T-bone players. Then let's go for our wonderful Wee Kids March! And they're off. No running, please, precious. Caleb, good marching. Little guy, but he's got those feet in the time of the music. You left, you left, you left, you right, you left. Here comes Cooper and Rachel. Hi, you sweet kids. Erica goes marching by. Hello, Linda. Hello, Amy. Elliot, excellent marching, sweet kid. Shira, nice marching. Kevin, good marching. Hello, Isaac and Daniel and Sarah. Aaron, you're an excellent march leader. Reuben, you're supposed to be behind Sister Aaron, please. Hi, Katie. Hi, Morgan. Here comes Trevor and Nicole. Nicolette marching by. Hello, Kim. Brady and Blaine, the B-boys. Nice marching. Callie, good marching. Hello, Michael. Hello, Faith. Serena goes marching through. Watch out for the T-bone players, please. Yes, these guys back here. Amber, nice marching, sweet kid. And the E-kids, Emma and Ethan. Excellent marching. Amanda and Heather. Yes, I know that you like to do this. Here goes Israel, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Elijah. Talk about the biblical names bunch. Wow. And good marching, too, kids. Jennifer and Jacob, excellent marching in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Here comes Jennifer and Christina and Aaron and Katie and Isaac and Rebecca and Sarah. Good marching in this thing. Isabel. All the way to the end now. Katie, Jeffrey, Zoe, Seth, Samuel, Andrew, Paul, and Joel. Excellent marching. Jesse, excellent marching. Rayla and Rodney. Good marching all the way to the end now, Jake. Angelina and Joanna, keep cooking. Seth and Noah, oh, I like your names. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. And your excellent marchers, you may be seated. Wee Kids is glad to be part of
KeysForKids.net. How cool is that?
The lion was a giant.
Big dude.
9 feet tall from toe to ear.
Really big.
He wore a big bronze helmet.
Any brains in there?
And he waved a pointy spear.
Hey, be careful with that thing.
David was a young boy.
Our hero.
With a slingshot and some stones.
All right.
Though he had a mammoth problem,
yeah.
He knew he was not alone.
With God's help, David.
No matter how little you are, you can do.
Thank you.
trust in Him, believe in Him, and then...
Big things!
Yes, even a kid can do big things with God because it is God with that kid. That's the important part, to glorify Him with His help. Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids. I like to hear from my Wee Kids kids. Here's one who has graduated from high school. No longer a little kid, but Kayla has grown into a young woman. She says, "Hi, Mr. Nick. Time flies." This is because Wee Kids started in 1986, and some of my Wee Kids kids from back in the olden days are now grown up. "Time flies," she says. "Thank you for thinking of me and for the note. It was awesome to hear from you. You inspired me so much when I was younger, and I learned so much from the Wee Kids ministry. Thank you, Kayla." And Kayla lives in Tukwila, Washington, and occasionally, is that right, dear? Not every week, but occasionally she listens to Wee Kids. That's encouraging for me. If you'd like to write a note, whether you're a big kid who's been listening for a long time, a little kid, or if this is your first time, it'd be wonderful to hear from you. My mailing address is Mr. Nick, Post Office Box 44, Red Bluff, California, 96080. 96080. All right, Emily, it's yours.
God is forever. God is for always. God is a friend for life. Anytime, anywhere, you and God can be together. God is forever. Jesus is always a friend you can count on. He never leaves your side. Any day, any place, you and Jesus are together. Jesus is forever. Love is forever. Love is for always. Love makes a friend for life. Anytime, anywhere, love brings us all together. Love is forever. God is forever.
Oh, I like that sweet little musical reminder. Forever is why knowing God is so important. Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids, and you remember Bible time about Noah, about the animals, about the ark, about the rainbow, which is what? For getting a pot of gold. No. Nikki and I talked about that. Rainbows are a reminder of God's promise, His covenant with us, that He will never again send a flood to cover the earth. Whew, that's a good thing. The Bible says that never again will God flood the earth. The earth will be judged in the future, but not with water. We'll talk about that some other time. This good verse to remember, Genesis 9:13, God says, "I set my bow," or "I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of a covenant between me and the earth." Praise God for His loving kindness. Praise God for His compassion. Praise God for His willingness to lovingly offer us life. And that promise through the rainbow of no more floods is part of that promise of life. Genesis 9:13, a good verse to remember. What is this? I've just noticed this old beater of a car sitting. Wait a second. This is not my exit machine, is it? Well, anything else coming? Okay, I guess. Might as well give it a try. I think I've seen this old beast before. Let me get in here. And is it going to start? Yeah, we'll see here. Come on, Clark. A little more gas here. I think these are the days of carburetors when they made this thing. Oh, come on, car. You can start. A little more gas, and let's go. Let's leap to life and roar off into the... Roy, come on, car. You can start. It's going to work, and I think that today is a good day to walk. Well, don't worry. It's good exercise. Remember, kiddo, even on walk days instead of ride days, God loves you, and I love you, too. I truly, duly do. Bye-bye now.